This article is brought to you by the best-selling book series Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What's Way Live Gets Right About Brand Voice? When an event announcement tells you everything about the brand behind it. What happened? Sway Live is bringing its personal brand and leadership conference to Boulder, Colorado this August for 3 days of programming centered on voice, visibility, and influence. The 2026 event features Juno-nominated musician and speaker Peter Katz alongside keynote speaker Anne Bonny. The conference positions itself squarely in the space where professional identity meets public presence. The communication angle. Picture this, you are scrolling past a dozen forgettable conference announcements when one stops you cold. Not because of the venue or the dates, but because the name of the event itself feels like a verb, sway. That single word does more communication work than most organizations manage in an entire paragraph. This is intentional brand voice, and it is rare. Most conferences name themselves with industry buzzwords or founder initials, which tell you nothing and make you feel nothing. Sway tells you exactly what the event promises to do to you. It implies movement, influence, persuasion, and a shift in thinking. Before you read a single bullet point in the agenda, you already have a felt sense of what you're signing up for. That is the power of a name chosen for emotional resonance rather than descriptive accuracy. Then look at the speaker pairing. Peter Katz is a musician first. Anne Bonny is a speaker. Putting a Juno-nominated artist on a leadership conference stage is a deliberate signal that this event understands something most business conferences get wrong. Emotion is not a distraction from communication. It is the engine of it. The best speakers in any boardroom or conference hall are the ones who make you feel something before they ask you to think something. Booking Katz is not a quirky choice. It is a thesis statement about how influence actually works. The immersive framing in the announcement matters too. That word is doing heavy lifting. Immersive promises transformation, not information. It separates this event from a standard lecture series, where you sit, take notes, and go home the same person. Audiences today are skeptical of passive formats. They have been burned by expensive conferences that delivered PowerPoint slides they could have read at home. Calling the experience immersive is a commitment, and it raises the stakes. If the event delivers, the word was perfect. If it does not, that word will haunt them in reviews. Here is my position. Events that communicate their own brand this precisely almost always attract the right audience and repel the wrong one. That is not a bug. It is the strategy. A sharp, opinionated identity means your attendees arrive already aligned, already bought in, already primed to engage. Vague events get vague results. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on emotional anchoring gives you a framework for building your core message around a single resonant word or phrase, so that your audience understands what you stand for before you ever say it out loud. Sway did it with a conference name. You can do it in your next meeting opener. The takeaway. Before your next presentation, proposal, or event pitch, find the one word that captures the transformation you are promising. Not the topic. Not the format. The feeling someone walks away with. Write that word at the top of your planning document and let it edit every choice you make after it. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.